Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, son of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me away.
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. Today's message is a timely reminder of something we all need deep in our hearts: God's covenant. We're going to explore what it really means to be in a covenant with God, not just as a religious idea, but as a living, breathing relationship that anchors us through every season. So, take a breath, lean in, and let's journey together into this truth. Again, the topic is God's covenant. The Bible text is from Genesis chapter 17, verse 7.
Genesis chapter 17, verse 7. I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me and you and your descendants after you for the generations to come, to be your God and the God of your descendants after you.
Wow. Hey friend, I hope you're stepping into this new day with peace in your heart and purpose on your mind. Our focus this morning is something deep, powerful, and unshakably reassuring: God's covenant. Now, before we dive into the Word, let me share a true story I recently read in the book, Even If: Trusting God When Life Disappoints, by Mitchell Lee. In the book, Mitchell shares about a family in his church whose young son was diagnosed with a rare and aggressive cancer. They prayed, fasted, and believed for healing, but the boy's health deteriorated. One Sunday, the father stood before the congregation, and through tears, he said something unforgettable. "Even if God doesn't heal my son the way we hope, I will still trust him, because he's not just a healer, he's a promise keeper." Wow, that hit me right in the heart. Because, let's be honest, how often do we measure God's faithfulness by what we see or what we get? But this father understood something we all need to hold on to. God's covenant is not based on our circumstances. It's based on his character. So what is a covenant, really? A covenant isn't just a promise. It's a divine commitment, a binding agreement that God initiates and upholds. And the beauty? God never breaks his covenants. Genesis 9 verses 13 tells us about God's covenant with Noah. "I have set my rainbow in the clouds, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and the earth." That rainbow wasn't just a pretty sky moment. It was a sign that God would never again destroy the earth by flood. That's the kind of God we serve. One who sets his promises in the sky as a reminder that we are covered, even in chaos. Can I ask you something this morning? What's the storm you've come through? Or maybe the one you're in right now? Have you looked for the rainbow? God's covenant goes even deeper with Abraham in Genesis 17 verse 7, where he says, "I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants after you for the generations to come, to be your God and the God of your descendants after you." That means it's not just about Abraham. It's about you, your children, your children's children. God's covenant stretches beyond time and geography. It's eternal. And here's the game changer, the new covenant. Jeremiah 31 verse 33 tells us, "This is the covenant I will make with the people of Israel. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people." And then Jesus comes along in Luke 22 verse 20, saying during the Last Supper, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you." Friends, this isn't just a verse for Communion Sundays. This is your daily reminder that the blood of Jesus sealed a new promise, that you are redeemed, restored, and rooted in grace. Every time you feel like you've messed up or fallen short, remember, this covenant says, "You are mine." So let me ask, do you live like someone in covenant with God? Do you carry your day with the confidence that He has you covered, no matter what? Because here's the truth. God's covenant doesn't expire when we're weak. It doesn't vanish when we're afraid. It holds because He holds us. Let's reflect. What are you facing today that needs the reminder of God's covenant? Maybe it's uncertainty in your job, tension in your home, fear about your future, or prayers that feel unanswered. Whatever it is, speak this truth over it. God is a covenant-keeping God. He has not forgotten me. Before we wrap up, I want you to walk into your day with this declaration in your spirit. I am in covenant with the Almighty. His promises are my foundation. His faithfulness is my fuel, and His love is unbreakable. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your unchanging covenant of love and faithfulness. Thank you that your promises stand firm even when our faith wavers. Today, we rest in the truth that we are yours, sealed by the blood of Jesus, held by your grace, and covered by your word. Help us to live boldly, walk in trust, and remember that you are a God who never breaks His promises. Strengthen our hearts to believe, even when we can't see. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray, amen. Thanks for spending these few minutes with me today. If this encouraged you, share it with a friend or send us a message. We love hearing from you. Until next time, keep trusting, keep walking, and never forget, God is in covenant with you. Have a blessed, powerful, and purpose-filled day.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Joshua chapter 4, chapter 5, and chapter 6. And for the evening, Luke chapter 2, verse 1 to 24. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask Him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.